You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we hope you have a joyful Christmas and a happy new year.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your host for this hour of Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. I hope you all are having an amazing holiday season this time of year. If you've listened to the last couple weeks of Analog Archives, you can probably tell I'm in the spirit. I'm in the spirit of things. And for that reason, I have been playing a lot of holiday music. So I thought I would keep that going with this very special holiday episode edition of Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. If this is your first time listening to Analog Archives, this is a show where I explore the very vast archive of physical music here at the station up on Burnaby Mountain. We have thousands of records, thousands of cassette tapes, thousands of CDs. It is a pretty endless collection. This show I could literally never complete this show in my lifetime for if that exemplifies the state of the music collection here at CJSF. And we also have a lot of holiday music as well, which was a nice surprise. And I found this really cool record. Let me grab it real quick. So, this one is titled Carillon Christmas. The carillon is not an instrument that I had ever heard of before listening to this record, but it has a familiar sound, and I thought it was really pleasant to listen to, and I honestly thought that these renditions of what I believe are already existing Christmas songs, for the most part, were really, really nice. So back here we can listen to or list off the people involved with this record. Carillon is Jeff Bird on guitar, mandolin, basses, keyboards, recorder, carillon, and percussion. Lance Anderson on piano and keyboards. William Mather on keyboards. And a couple guest artists, Jane Ellington on sax and Dave Houghton on percussion. Now, before I actually play any of this, I should really explain what a carillon is if you don't know. It's apparently a pitched percussion instrument that is played with a keyboard and consists of at least 23 bells. The one used in this album was actually thanks to the St. George's Anglican Church in Guelph, Ontario. It says in the back here, special thanks to St. George's Anglican Church, Guelph, Ontario, for the use of their carillon. So, I don't know about you, but I think this is going to sound pretty cool. I already know it sounds cool, but I hope you do too. So, once again, happy holidays, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you. we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This has been your host, Danny Nesvedarani. Those first two tracks were off of A Carol on Christmas. First track was the intro with Jeff Bird and Lance Anderson. Second track was also with Jeff Bird and Lance Anderson, but this one was O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Next track we have here, titled Good King Wenceslas. Wenceslas? Unfortunately, I am not familiar with all of these songs, but I'd like to be. And if you are, I hope you appreciate and enjoy these renditions. Thank you. Once again, we are back with a very special holiday episode of Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in thus far. That last track was titled Good King Wenceslas, also off of the Carillon Christmas album. Next track is We Three Kings with Jeff Bird once again, but also William Mather on keyboard. And this is a track that I think I do know. Before I get into it, though, I do want to talk a little bit more about the carillon as an instrument, because it has quite a rich history that I was fully not aware of, and I think it would be cool to share as part of this episode. So I'm quoting a history page on the carillon, but the carillon was not invented, but rather evolved over several centuries. In the Middle Ages, the ringing of a bell was used for communication to announce a call to prayer, to alert of fire, or to signal the time of day. What began as sounding one or more bells grew into elaborate tower clocks that played full melodies every hour, and by the 16th century, keyboards were added so that people, not machines, could play those melodies. That's a really cool story, and a really lovely instrument. You know, I think it does feel reminiscent of hearing a clock tower and things like that, but being able to manipulate that sound into sort of any sort of melody that you want, really cool. And I hope you think it's cool too, and I hope you've been enjoying the tracks you've been listening to so far. Again, We Three Kings, coming up next. Okay, we're going to be playing a couple more tracks off of this album, starting off with The Beating of Winter Wings. This is on side two, featuring, once again, Jeff Bird and Lance Anderson. I hope you've been enjoying this hour so far of holiday music, and I hope you've been enjoying your holiday wherever you are in the world. It means a whole lot to me and to everyone here at CJSF. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope you enjoy. Thank you.